snap happy. Well, everyone happy?
Yeah.
Rolling. Cool. Gabe, 3-day win. Can't do much better than that. First up in the season.
Nah, awesome. Awesome to get a start like that. First game of the season. Always talk about getting wins away from home. So, yeah, it's awesome to start the season like that.
Personally, to come back in after not having played a lot and losing a few of the experienced players in the squad, you must be pumped personally for your effort, especially on that first morning when you had them 4 for 49.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always good to play for Tasmania. I love doing it. Obviously, behind Bird and Siddle the last few years, which completely understand, very good players in their own right. So, but awesome to get the opportunity to play again and really enjoying the challenge of leading the attack. So,
was there any one thing that you sort of felt you needed to work on? Obviously, it was hard to get in the side, but was there something that in the back of your mind you knew you might need to improve on to kind of get back into the side when you had the chance?
Not so much. I mean, the feedback we got the last couple of years was always really positive, which was good. But I got off to the UK this off-season, so that was sort of thing I wanted to do to try and just sort of put my best foot forward coming into the season. I was in Stoke,
okay,
in the Midlands, so yeah, just playing some Premier cricket there.
Yep.
So.
And the catching too, I mean, you know, the slippers, you've got some good slippers there, and yeah, they all took some very good catches right through from first, second, and to third.
Yeah, they did. As I said, I was away all pre-season, but what I've heard is they did a lot of work back home, so yeah, it's good to have guys like Mitch, big, cover a lot of area. In his first game, took a nice catch as well to get underway. So, and Bo always catches them. So
he's good.
Yeah, he's good.
You know, the sort of leadership role there, if you like, to come in, even though you haven't played much cricket in the last couple of years, but you're almost the sort of leader of that attack now with some blokes who haven't played a lot of cricket either.
Yeah, a little bit. As I said, I really enjoy that opportunity to sort of lead the attack. Haven't played as much as I would have liked to the last couple of years, but loving the opportunity I'm getting this year. So hopefully a few more games to come.
What did you make of Mitch Owen in his first game? Not did he only bowl a couple of overs. I don't know if he was right today or not, but how did you assess his first one?
Yeah, awesome. I mean, we want him to come in and have an impact and have a presence, which I think he did with the ball, got a couple of wickets, and then that catch as well really got him going, I think. Yeah, we know what he can do. So, yeah, it's awesome to see him play.
And what's the next challenge? Is it the group, the guys that you've lost, there was a lot of wickets in that group, so now do you have to try and forge a new group, or do you have guys coming in and out? Have you got a bit of a roster of bowlers you can call them?
I mean, I think we've got quite a good attack. I mean, Riley, Meredith's injured, Nathan Ellis is playing for Australia, we've got big Billy Stanlake who hasn't played four-day cricket for us yet, so there's lots of bowlers. Sam Rainbow didn't play this game, he's taken probably 180 shield wickets, so I think there's lots of bowling there. It's just finding the right balance for the matchup, for the game.
And just a word on the batting, obviously great base chasing that 307 with Charlie getting 100 and Caleb Jewell playing very well. Real team effort with the batting in the end, wasn't it, to get to nearly 400?
Yeah, it was. I mean, Jordan bowled really well there. That spell was sort of changed the game a bit for him, but you know, we stuck tough to what our plans were, and we got a lead, and yeah, I mean, always take a first innings lead, and then to come out and bowl the way we did last night this morning, I think that really set the game up for us today.
And what about the surface? Obviously a new deck here, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it was interesting. I mean, I haven't played at this ground. I played at Adelaide Oval once. I think it was quite a good wicket for cricket. I mean, always in the game with a bat and ball, you saw two guys get big hundreds, you saw some guys get a few wickets, so I mean, that's always a pretty fair reflection of a good game of cricket.
Done.